Joining us to talk about this is the Top Gun DUI criminal defense attorney, who you can get online at topgunDUI.com, Miles L. Berman. Mr. Berman, good morning.
Good morning, John. How are you?
I'm good, and I've been waiting all morning to get your take on this because no one knows more about DUI law than you. What's your reaction?
Well, thank you. Also, I want to say good morning to Jillian.
Hey, good morning, and thank you for acknowledging my presence, Miles. I get very lonely over here sometimes. It's all about John.
I don't think I've met you, but I've known John. I've met John a long time ago.
That's right.
Our condolences. All right, so how do we feel about all of this?
Well, first of all, I think if they do lower it, there's going to be a lot more arrests. And because breath testing is inherently unreliable, more innocent people are going to be convicted of DUI. So, I think that there is just speculation that somehow lowering the level to this low of a level will make the roads safer. When I don't think there's any evidence that people who are 06, 07 are the ones that are causing the accidents and deaths. So, it's going to be a tough road to hoe, I think.
When you look at accidents that cause a lot of property damage where people are injured, what are those blood alcohol levels typically? Is it below a one or is it typically well above a one?
I would say it's higher. The law is a .08, so I would say it's higher than a .08. But again, there are times when people are arrested even under a .08, but that doesn't mean that's what their alcohol level was at the time of driving. Again, most people take breath tests, and oftentimes the breath test results just aren't correct to determine what the alcohol level is in the blood.
Are you with me that if they really wanted to reduce the amount of drunk drivers on the roads, they'd make it easier to use the ride-sharing apps, the Ubers and Lyfts of the world?
There's an argument that since the ride-sharing business is taken off, the amount of people who are arrested for DUI has gone down. But at the same time, ride sharing isn't always practical for a lot of people. And so, I can't really address that with any degree of specificity, which would be the better approach.
It just seems to us, and this is the argument that we made before, when you are at a bar, a restaurant, whatever the case, you've been out clubbing and having fun, to call a cab, to get the address that you're going to, it's just a big hassle. Whereas you pull out your phone, you get an Uber, they pinpoint you, they come get you, there's no cash exchanged. If somebody's buzzed, it makes life a heck of a lot easier. And just that aspect alone would lead us to believe in our random poll that it would seem that that's a good thing for keeping drunks off the road.
Well, obviously, if somebody's drinking and they're impaired and they don't get behind the wheel of a car, that would make the roads the safest. But in this day and age, people really, they don't have any idea what their blood alcohol level is. So here, if you end up with, one or two drinks, then, somebody may feel that they don't want to become, subjected to being investigated, arrested for DUI.
Yeah.
Again, a .05 is a pretty low level.
How many drinks is that for an average person?
Well, here, John, for you, half a drink. No, I'm kidding.
Probably. That's really scary because if you have a drink or even one glass of wine at dinner, I'm like, fine, okay, I'm going to go now, guys, and I get in my car because I'm completely fine. It's crazy because now people are going to assume they're okay. They're going to be like, I just had half a glass. If I go to the theater, here's a great example. In Calabasas, they got the Edwards Theater. They do like the weakest pour I've ever seen. So if you go for a glass of wine, it looks like a taster. It's so tiny. But that's probably enough after I see a movie to get me pulled over.
Could be.
If you have even one glass of wine and you get pulled over, you're going to have alcohol on your breath and you're going to be investigated for DUI, especially with the levels being so low. Even one glass of wine, and depending on the pour, could get you pretty close to a .05. And I just don't think it's going to be that practical for the society in which we live in.
I'm glad you mentioned the pour, because when we think of drinks, we think of how many glasses did we consume.
Imbibe.
But there are some restaurants that you go to where they do have the weak pours, like you mentioned. And there are others that you go to where there could be two or three shots of alcohol in there. So you have two drinks. You think you're being responsible. You're there for a couple of hours. You have some food. And you might be at over a .05. You might be over a .08. And you might think you're perfectly fine. But in the eyes of the law, you're violating it.
I think the bigger impact is going to be when you're talking about the poor is that the liquor industry and the hospitality industry and the restaurants and the bars and the hotels where people consume drinks, that it's going to have a substantial impact on their business because, like, not everybody is in a position or able to take Uber or Lyft. Sometimes you got to go 40, 50 miles or you drive to work, and then after work you're going to drive somewhere else. So it's just not practical for all intents and purposes for all people at all times. And therefore, a bunch more people are going to get arrested for DUI and a bunch more innocent people are going to be convicted just because, like I said in the beginning, that breath testing is inherently unreliable. It just can't measure what the alcohol level is in a person's blood. It's just an estimate. All breath test machines are programmed to assume everybody is the same physical characteristics, the same ratio between alcohol in their breath and their blood. And it's just not it's not good for all people at all times.
I've been to states and I've been to countries where the bars are regulated in terms of how much booze they can pour in a drink, where they have these guns, like what soda comes out of here, where the booze comes out of it, and they have to measure exactly one shot of hard liquor or 6 ounces of wine, 12 ounces of beer, whatever, and they can't serve you more than that because they want you to know just exactly how much alcohol you're consuming. If they change the level from 0.08 to 0.05, could you see something like that happening to bars and restaurants in California too, regulating how much booze they can pour?
I'd be really surprised to see that happen. I mean, we're overly regulated enough as it is. And to have, you're talking about tens of millions of people in the state of California. We have more people in California than some countries have in their entire populations. So, I see that business, I think, will be complaining just about the regulations that you're suggesting. And I just don't see that as being practical.
All right. Miles L. Berman, CEO of Top Gun DUI.
I need a drink.
You can get him online at topgundui.com. Miles Berman,
thanks,
thank you so much for stopping by this Friday.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. Appreciate it. All the best.